is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Ministry of Local Government revokes resolution to rename Simon Mwewa Lane Market. Monday Primary School gets first ever 1x3 standard classroom block. In international news, rival vow to take down Ramaphosa after court clears impeachment probe. And in sports, Valencia, Sam Spencer join other star sides chasing after Pratson Daka. Another news in detail. Solwezi Mayor Remy Kalepa has stated that Solwezi has experienced a lot of development in these 5 years that the UPND government has been in power. Mr. Kalepa has revealed that the local authority started from scratch with developing the area as if it never had leadership in the past. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, Mr. Kalepa has revealed that Solwezi has increased in population due to the economic activities and development in the area. He has stated that the local authority has built 5 two-story building schools as space is now limited. He has further revealed that maternal deaths have been reduced as new health posts have been built in the area.
Water issues are some of the challenges that Solwezi has been facing. We have a small facility in terms of the water utility, which requires a lot of investment in it, but we've taken advantage of CDA and other local generated resources in implementing some of water projects, putting up walls in various places. But of course, we do need to do more. Of course, like I mentioned, we started from the scratch. Yeah, we've been doing work from 2021 as if we never had any other governments in the past, because most of these issues, this is where now people are seeing the good results for the president, because the development that has happened in Solwezi within the space of 5 years, talk of schools, talk of health posts, talk of opening up of roads in various farming areas.
The Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Engineer Collins Nzovu, has assured employees of Luapula Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited and the general public that government has taken immediate steps to address concerns raised by the Zambia Water and Sanitation Engineering and Allied Workers Union. Engineer Nzovu says the concerns submitted to the ministry relates to alleged misappropriation of funds, intimidation of workers and union leaders, recruitment procedures, non-payment of overtime allowance arrears, and the condition of a company motor vehicle. He has revealed that following receipt of the union submissions, the ministry engaged both management and the union in order to establish the facts surrounding the matters raised. The minister has since directed both management and the union to urgently hold consultative meetings aimed at resolving the concerns amicably and restoring industrial harmony. Engineer Nzovu has further instructed that a comprehensive report on the resolutions reached be submitted by 30th May 2026. This is contained in a statement issued by Council Public Relations Officer Prince Chiyuni. The projects to build a 1x3 classroom block to be lifted with solar power at Monday Primary School in the floodplains in Nanjucha Ward is set for completion in the next 2 weeks. Nalolo Town Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says the council allocated funds under the 2023 CDF since and awarded a contract to Nalolo Construction Company to complete the project. Company Director Goodwill Sengela says works on the project have reached over 96% completion and his firm is set to hand over the new classroom block in the next 2 weeks. Speaking when a team of engineers from Nalolo Town Council, who were accompanied by Council Secretary Valentino Mwemba, conducted a routine supervision exercise. Mr. Sengela thanks the local authority for entrusting his company with the responsibility to complete the project. Mr. Sengela assured that his company will deliver quality works on the project. And Monday, primary school head teacher Sililo Iluba says the school, which currently has an enrollment of 366 pupils, has had no standard classroom block since it was established around 1986. Mr. Ilura says the school is utilizing two classrooms in a mud and poor structure, stressing that the new standard classroom block will improve delivery of quality education to the learners. Now, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has revoked the resolutions made by the Lusaka City Council to rename Simon Mwewa Lane Market to H.H. Lumumba Market. Ministry's Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, has emphasized the need for local authorities across the country to embrace the culture of consultation and consensus building with the public. The Permanent Secretary says consultation is vital, especially when dealing with matters that have public interest as well as historical significance. This comes after the Lusaka City Council held a full council meeting on Friday.
I wish to inform the nation that the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Honorable Gift Shalubalo MP, in exercise of his powers vested under Section 77, Sub-Article 1, Sub-Article B of the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019, has since revoked that council resolution, and the name of the market in question remains.
Meanwhile, popular vlogger and aspiring Lusaka City Mayor Simon Mwewa has alleged the involvement of Lusaka City Mayor Chilando Chitangala in the recent attempt by the local authority to rename Simon Mwewa Market. Speaking in a video vlog on the matter, Mr. Mwewa says the attempts seek to undermine the contribution that Mr. Simon Mwewa Sr., whom the market is named after, made during his time as mayor of Lusaka. He has cited the failure of the local authority on multiple occasions to adequately remain proactive as they serve the people of Lusaka. The announcement, which was brought about by a council meeting decision by the authority, was quickly revoked through a statement made to the public by the Minister of Local Government. Northern Province Minister Leonard Mbao today has launched a LIGHTS project which aims at improving livelihoods, inclusion, growth, human rights, protection and transformation with sisters, describing it as a critical investment in children, families and communities. The three-year initiative is being implemented by Caritas Zambia in collaboration with key stakeholders to drive sustainable development and social transformation. Speaking during the launch, Minister Mbao stressed that a nation which protects its children and empowers families secures its future. He noted that Zambia is a youthful nation with over half the population under 18, but faces serious challenges including high poverty, child abuse, child marriages, teenage pregnancies and limited livelihood opportunities. The minister cited stark figures of 40.9% of children in Zambia who suffer three or more deprivations such as lack of nutrition, education, health, water, sanitation and housing. 29% of women aged between 20 to 24 were married before 18, placing Zambia among Africa's highest for child marriages. We now take a break to stay tuned.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
covering the nation, telling your stories and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.